2024 key learnings to take into 2025 for SA businesses. Resilience is key. Friedrich Meisenhol, Regional Investment Manager at Business Partners Limited. Anyone who has run a business in South Africa over the past few years knows that it is more of a roller coaster ride than a cruise on an open highway, and 2024 has had its usual share of ups and downs. This is the opinion of Friedrich Meisenhol, Regional Investment Manager at Business Partners Limited, who says that, while a provisional resolution has been achieved when it comes to load shedding, water supply and infrastructure has become a problem, especially in Gauteng. Inflation has come down, but interest rates are still relatively high. On balance, things are looking up for 2025, says Meisenhol, but once again the past year has taught owner-managers that anything from natural disasters to fuel price shocks can scramble even the most meticulous plans for business growth. In such an environment, a business needs one attribute more than any other, says Friedrich, and that is resilience. How should owner-managers think about resilience in order to build tough, robust businesses that can withstand the rapid movements of the South African economy? Friedrich highlights five key learnings to take into consideration. 1. Remain flexible and agile. On the one hand, a business needs fixed systems so that things run smoothly and consistently. On the other hand, it needs to be able to adjust these protocols quickly in response to new circumstances. As Meisenhol suggests, it is always uncomfortable to change systems because it requires lots of thought, staff training and motivation. But it is the main ingredient of business resiliency and remains the biggest advantage that small businesses have over their large corporate rivals. Make agility part of your business culture and make it clear to your staff that you expect them to participate enthusiastically in improving and adjusting the business's systems. 2. Diversify. Businesses with diverse income streams are much more resilient than those dependent on one product or service only, or one or two main clients. This doesn't necessarily mean you should open a deli next to your panel-beating workshop. Remaining focused on your industry is still important. Rather, think about how concentrated your clients are. If the demise of any one client will mean the end of your business, expand your base. A business supplying to a municipality, for example, should think about building a clientele in the private sector, or if you provide a service to industry, consider applying it to the residential market. Meisenhol advises business owners to consider vertical integration so that you start expanding in your supply chain. If you outsource the cutting of your raw material, for example, consider acquiring a cutting machine yourself and offer it as a service to peers. 3. Adopt new technologies. Part of modern business practice is to constantly become more efficient and productive by adopting new technology. It means you must remain aware of new technology and how it is changing your industry. Be wary of adopting unproven technology too early, though. The current excitement around artificial intelligence is a good example of the hype that accompanies technological breakthroughs. Don't rush to spend thousands of rands on the first generation of applications. Wait to see what works and what doesn't, but follow these developments closely so that you don't fall behind your competitors, says Meisenhol. 4. Prioritize mental and physical health. A healthy, happy team headed by a fit and grounded owner-manager is in a better position to pull a business through a bad patch. Make health and health awareness a part of your business culture. 5. Build your network. A business anchored to its community is less likely to be tossed around and eventually shipwrecked in a storm. Work on your relationships with your clientele, your suppliers, your service providers and your staff. As he concludes, even if you don't sell directly to the immediate community around your business, supporting them through outreach and local hiring will build resilience. Ends. Author at Friedrich Meisenhol, Business Partners Limited plus posts bio. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.